This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Singer-songwriter Josh Ritter owes his success to one night in Boston. He was at an open mic night, and there was a singer from the hit Irish rock band The Frames in the audience. He liked what he heard and invited Ritter to open for the band in Ireland. And Josh Ritter's indie career took off.
Mama got a look at you and got a little worried. Papa got a look at you and got a little worried. The pastor got a look and said, y'all had better hurry. Send her off to a little Bible college in Missouri. And now
Ritter's touring for his latest album called Sermon on the Rocks. WBUR host Rita Carey was drawn to the stories that fill Ritter's songs. And in fact, she talked with him about those stories. Hello, Rita.
Hi, Lisa. Here's a perfect example.
Getting ready to get down. Getting ready to get down.
Rita Carey getting down. For listeners who don't know, Rita is a former music radio host who's tapped into some of the best indie performers. Josh Ritter's name may be familiar to Boston music fans, and he keeps reeling us in with new material.
Yeah, Josh really considers himself a storyteller first, and he's even written a novel, which Stephen King reviewed and said was great. He's a fan of his music, his writing.
Good fan to have, in fact.
Yeah, no kidding. So on this song, Getting Ready to Get Down, it's a story about a girl whose parents worry that she's really getting too wild. She lives in a small town. She's a square peg in a round hole. Doesn't fit. And Josh said that he wrote this song shortly after his own daughter was born. And he began to think about how he wants to raise her as a young woman who really knows her own mind.
Those sorts of thoughts like kind of brought forth in me the idea of this girl who's like to the town is kind of risky. She doesn't fit into like what they think, and she knows what she thinks, and they send her away and she comes back believing even more what she thinks. And I think that that's the type of person that I would like my kid to be.
Give your love freely to whoever that you please. Don't let nobody tell you about the who you ought to be. And when you get damned in the popular opinion, it's just another damn of the damn she's not giving the night.
He's planning way ahead because his daughter's only four now.
Yeah, and believe it or not, she's been with him on the road ever since she was born. She slept on the tour bus. In fact, Josh Ritter recorded this album in New Orleans. He actually moved his entire family and band to live in the city for a couple of weeks. He didn't want to just sort of record an album, fly back out. He wanted to live there, absorb what he calls the freakiness of New Orleans. So he walked all around the different neighborhoods, got a feel for the people there. And he said he really wasn't setting out to do anything New Orleans style, like jazzy or Cajun.
It's a messianic, oracular honky-tonk. So it's like, which is words that I like to say that sound good together. And I think really they feel like they give off kind of a riverboat roarer, kind of shouty, hot-blooded approach to conflicts between flesh and spirit.
Yeah, there's a lot about the devil, drinking, carousing, you name it. And this album takes place in small-town America. Ritter sings about towns that have been left behind in the global economy. One of these songs is called Henrietta, Indiana. It's a made-up name, but Josh says it's like a lot of towns in the Rust Belt that have just been left behind. The factory closes down, everybody's out of work all of a sudden, and as he described it, the place is slipping into the weeds.
My daddy and my brother and 1,600 others lost everything they had in the night. Daddy got a taste for the hard stuff. Henrietta, Indiana was dry. We'd ride out to Putney, he'd tell me he loved me. The drive home was always so quiet. He had a devil in his eye. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high.
He says they're disappointment to the Lord on high. There are a lot of biblical references in the album. What did he tell you about his own spirituality?
He looks at the Bible really as this book full of interesting stories, and he says he's not religious in the traditional sense. He was brought up in a pretty religious Lutheran family, but he says his religion is his family, friends, music, whiskey, and late nights. He has a little bit of a problem with some of the messages in the Bible, especially blessed be the poor. He thinks that's a weird way of thinking. This is reflected in a lot of his songs where this tension between trying to put your faith in God and living in abject poverty.
Are the songs autobiographical?
Not really, because Ritter was born and raised in a small college town, Moscow, Idaho. His parents are neuroscientists. They're professors. Actually, he studied neurosciences in Oberlin College, but he said there was too much chemistry, so he changed his major, and he created his own major, American History Through Narrative Folk Music, and this is where his storytelling skills come in.
And he keeps bringing that storytelling and his skills to New England.
Yeah, Josh Ritter loves Boston. He left Moscow, Idaho, because he said there wasn't much of a music scene there. And he'd heard about Club Passim, so he wanted to come here. He actually moved to Providence first and then Somerville. And he said it was a great place to start his musical career. He says he has a memory on every corner. And he says to him, home is, it's not a physical place, it's a state of mind. And that's the idea behind this song, Homecoming.
I feel a change in the weather. I feel a change in me. The days are getting shorter and the birds begin to leave. Even me, yes, yes, y'all, who's been so long alone. I'm headed home. Headed home.
I was just trying to like capture in my mind a distilled moment, kind of like when you get off a plane or open up a bottle of perfume and the smell evokes a time. And I was trying to like write as much about like the sensory feeling of a fall night in a small town where memory is locked into it, and where the choices we make are like, which seem so immense at the time, or you know, can sometimes seem like small and innocent in the rearview mirror.
An alibi, a box of wine, and the hunger in your eyes. In the place where the tree of good and evil still resides. Homecoming.
Rita, when is Josh Ritter coming home to the Boston area again?
Yay, he's playing at Lowell Memorial Auditorium this Wednesday, October 12th, and then the following night, Thursday, he'll be in Concord, New Hampshire. By the way, for all you deadheads out there, you're going to be very happy to know, he is doing an album with the Grateful Dead's Bob Weir. He's doing a bunch of cowboy songs, an album full of cowboy songs. Go figure.
Fantastic. Well, let's close out here, Rita Carey, with something from his newest album. Again, here's Homecoming. Josh Ritter's latest album is called Sermon on the Rocks. For more on Josh Ritter, including more of Rita's interview with him, go to wbur.org/artery. Rita Carey, thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.